Locker Room Chats continue tonight here on KNCA 103.9 FM as we're now on to Troy and the Trojans continuing their play here early on this basketball season. And we start here on the girls' side with head coach Derek Jasper, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, let's dive into it since we last spoke. You guys have played a couple of games. You split two, winning at Blue Valley last Saturday, and then most recently losing on Tuesday to Donovan West. We'll get to the D-West game in a moment, but how about the kind of awkward game on Saturday? Long road trip, kind of throws the schedule off guard a little bit, but your team goes on the road, TVL opponents, and you guys get that first win, 46-27. What were the takeaways from that one?
Yeah, it was strange, you know, play on a Saturday and leave early in the morning. We do that sometimes for tournaments, but not very often, and long road trip, and I thought we came out and started off the game really well. We pressed them a little bit, got some turnovers, got some easy baskets, and got like a 13-2 lead. And then when they kind of figured out that press and got some patterns going against it, it kind of came a half court game, and they really got back in it. We were only ahead 19-13 at half, but came out after halftime and made just enough shots against their zone to kind of slowly pull away for a 19-point victory. Most of our points in that game came off turnovers or fast break opportunities. Our half-court zone offensive stuff wasn't very good. We missed some shots against that zone and kind of struggled a little bit with that, and maybe even became a little bit flat on defense after a while. We got in some foul trouble, so we had to go zone ourselves. So still a good road win, a league win, and it was our first win of the year. So proud of the girls for making that long trip and getting a win out at Blue Valley.
And then last night, Donovan West, a very good team, a top-tier team in this league. You know, Mustangs were able to get the win this time around, but what about last night? What'd you see there?
We played kind of like I felt, you know, sick, weak, low energy, I thought. The start of the game wasn't terrible. We actually had a 7-4 lead 5 minutes into the game, and then we got stuck on 7, I think, for 10 minutes of game time. We just couldn't make any shots. Started turning it over against their press, kind of wore on us. Even went 0-for-6 from the free throw line, and some of those were front ends of 1-and-1. So we left some points on the board, and we're down 24-10 at half. Still didn't feel terrible at that point. Defensively, we had done okay to hold them to 24. Weathersby really controlled the game. She was a handful for us on the inside. I think she ended up with 23 points. I watched a little bit of the first half of that game this morning. Seemed like she got like seven offensive rebounds in the first half. So another one of those players, kind of like the Wiser girl at Riverside, we didn't handle very well to keep off the glass. And man, she really played a good game last night for them. And of course, they were kind of coming off that loss, and they kind of stewed on their loss for a week and had a week to prepare for us. And us playing on that Saturday and only having one practice on Monday to get ready for them wasn't ideal for us, but I told the girls I kind of gave them a pass last night because I wasn't feeling well, but they've got to still be able to dictate the game. I can't call out every play all the time for them, and we've got to do a better job on like the what I want to call like the star player from the other team. In our three losses, you know, the Wiser girl from Riverside at 19, Lears from Hiawatha at 25, Weathersby last night 23. We've got to do better than that and focus on who we need to focus on defensively, and we need to find an identity on defense, what we're good at.
Now you get a couple more games before the holiday break, and a Thursday game tomorrow night. You go to Jefferson County North, and then Tuesday next week you'll wrap things up. Another road trip to a very good Clifton Clyde team. Eagles are off to a good start. You know, JCN and Clifton Clyde here to wrap up 22. What's kind of the ideal scenario for you here to wrap things up here next week?
Yeah, you sit there and name all those games off, and I don't know if there's another small class school that's played a tougher schedule than we have. I mean, these are all just tough games before Christmas, so our record may not be very good, but we're going to find out a lot about ourselves, and that's what I talked about earlier, establishing identity on defense. JCN, a tall team, 3 6-footers, not a lot of kids out for basketball, but that tradition's there, and they're going to play in that zone, and we're going to have to do better in the half-court offense against their zone than we did against Blue Valley. Going to be a really tough game, a game I always like to play against Coach Nolan. We've been friends a long time, and they've had great tradition, and we've had some good rivalry with them. So it's going to be a fun game. And then the long trip to Clifton Clyde on our last day of school before break, and, man, they've got a really good team. We just need to keep finding ways to get better and better, and then we can really focus in during the Christmas break practices and really try to improve on some of the weaknesses that we've figured out from the six games before the Christmas break. And you know, I'm happy to see our kids play, and I think we're still going to be a good basketball team. I think we still have a chance to do some good things, but right now we're pretty sick, and we need to get over that first and try to finish these last two games and, man, try to come away with at least one more win before the break.
Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasper joining us here tomorrow night at Jefferson County North, and then Tuesday to wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule. Another long road trip to Clifton Clyde. Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck here in these next couple games. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
You bet. Have a Merry Christmas, Brandon.